We will call the Gates County Board to order for Wednesday, June 26th, 2024, at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve the minutes of the meeting held June 12th, 2024. Approve all claims through June 26, 2024 in the amount of $1,165,261.34. Accept claim number 2406-0287 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $728.10, and claim number 2406-0288 to Johnny's Welding, Inc., in the amount of $1,200, and claim number 2406-0293 to RL Teeman Construction, Inc., in the amount of $65,643.63 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Applied moving forward with Applied Connective for technical improvements in the boardroom. Approve CSG as our printer for joint public hearing notices. Item 6 will be scratched. It's listed later on in the agenda. Approve canceling check number 2402-0059 to National Sheriff's Association in the amount of $250, and check number 2405-0291 to Nebraska Health and Human Services in the amount of $6,225. Approve quote from Mason Reconstruction, which was listed as item 6 earlier, for phase 13 east elevation restoration in the amount of $151,197 and an additional $13,200 to Sunbelt Rentals for the scaffolding. This would finish the tuck pointing and stone repair on the last face of the courthouse, the east side.
And I think Dave has a little bit of an update on the scaffold that he can...
And Dave will add some additional information for item 9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The one thing I would like to bring up, the scaffolding rental, Sunbelt scaffolding, they did give us a proposal of $13,200, but I didn't catch it in the original one. That there is, there might be an increase if it is longer than that. When Greg Dennis gave the bid, he did price it at, it'd be about $14,700 for scaffold, and that's if they use it.
If it overruns the time frame, it could be a little bit more, but not much we can do about that if it is. Okay, but just want everybody aware of that. So
do we need to put up to or something?
We can amend item 9 to up to 14.7.
14.718. That's the exact amount.
$14,718.
No.
$18.
$18, yeah.
$14,718.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented with alterations of striking item 6 and changing the $13,200 on item 9 to up to $14,718.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion on the consent agenda? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 2406-0287 Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $728.10, and claim number 2406-0293 to RL Teeman Construction, Inc., in the amount of $65,643.63. These are both companies I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 2406-0288 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $1,200. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through June 26th to $1,232,833.07, which will be the final claims for the fiscal year 23-24.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And there was one more claim that came in for $888 than what you guys saw. So that's
attached into this?
That was in that
total. Okay.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Additional discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Jergens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items that aren't listed. I'd like to recognize Mr. Wallman, former mayor of the Village of Pickerel, current fire chief. Thank you for coming. It's always nice to have celebrities here. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Swavely.
We'll let David tell us.
The work on the clock tower is done. They're just going to pick up the scaffolding and do their cleanup today. So that work all went well. That started out actually last fall when they did the north side, and then they continued with the south side this spring. And they did gang up on it. They actually had two lifts going at the same time. So they did get it done probably a little bit earlier than what they were anticipating. One glitch we did have, we were hoping that when that large lift, that was a 120-foot lift with a platform, that we could use that. Sean Van Langham was going to come and do the Christmas lights on the roof. And Sean got up there, and that platform was just too big. It was too dangerous to have that close to the slate roof. So winter lights is just going to have to come back this summer and get a different type of lift with a smaller bucket and do that at a later time. So street lights, they did dig out the holes for the concrete forms, and Tony Lineweber should be here soon, and he's going to do the boring to get the conduit in the ground for the electrical. So that should be happening soon. Water shutoff that was supposed to happen last Wednesday did not, so today's the day for that. So hopefully that goes quick. They're anticipating at least 2 hours, and the way it was explained to me, it's a T, and they have it all ready to go. They just need to cut out the old one and replace the new one. So hopefully that goes good. And as far as Applied Connective, they did do the camera switch over, and that project's going good. I think they still need to do a little bit on that. Door controllers, they're planning on starting that after the 4th of July sometime. Phone system, they were going to get that going, and then that's held up a little bit. They're still working with Windstream on the cutover on that. So, and then masonry construction, they are looking at the east handicap door. If we did just one sliding door, we would need to place a lintel in there. And he did get a hold of a engineer, and that was $2,500 for the engineering work. And he is going to come in and regardless if we do it at this time or at a later date, I think we are going to need to remove that center pillar to make that a lot user-friendly entrance on there. So that's what I had. And then this update here, it sounds like we're getting real close to moving forward with this. I'm not going to make Mr. Thiemann's deadline of June 30th First. On it, but but we are moving forward with it.
Dave, with the clock tower, do we have anything left with masonry construction for the outside of the courthouse?
It will be just the east side that was on the agenda this morning, on the consent agenda. So that will do it on all of the sandstone. The limestone has not been worked on yet. And the limestone is in good condition. They probably will just have to come and repoint it someday, and that would not require a lift or anything.
That would be like,
so, yeah. And hardly, there might be some repair on some of the fancy work. Some of those have deteriorated, but all in all, the limestone's in good shape. And as far as I know, either the waterproofing is not on there or it wore off, one thing or another, but I don't think there's that white residue of the that was on the sandstone. So they'll probably still wash it and everything, but
sure.
But and then when we did have the major construction in 2010, the foundation was all dug out at that time, and they did do a water seal down below grade on that. So I think and I that the building itself will be in pretty good shape for a lot of years now.
So any maintenance on all of it that we've already done, is there any maintenance moving forward that we need to keep track of?
Just the window
you,
seals.
You need to keep track of, I mean.
Yeah, window seals, we never did replace the three windows on this northeast corner, so I would like to talk to him some more and get those installed. We have the windows upstairs, and the window seals are down there. So.
What about the louvers? Did we address the louvers?
You know, we did. I never did follow up on it. That would be nice to get those done.
We don't want you to get bats in your belfry or clock tower.
Yes. And you know, though, we have vents on the east and west side, and I don't think they actually even have health screen on them, but there are open vents on that those two sides. So if we did put some type of louver in there and maybe a health screen behind it, I think that would help tremendously. When we had the black asphalt, the roof in the attic was super hot. Slate has helped a lot, but this was designed to just, you know, all that heat was supposed to rise up to the tower and leave the attic. So and appearance-wise, I think it would really look nice to get those out.
I was wandering around in the yard. We used to have that Creeping Charlie on the southwest side of the sidewalk. When I saw you and the sheriff between that tree on the corner and the concrete bench, there's a bunch of Creeping Charlie starting to take over again.
And I'm glad you brought that up. we've had so much traffic on this the past 4 years, and then we'll have more traffic this summer with Sean Van Lanningham's going to have either a crane or a lift on all four sides. So I would like to address the yard, just kind of do the best we can now. I haven't been too concerned with all the damage. We are getting a lot of just unevenness in here with all the traffic on it. So I'd like to next. It would be nice to do it this fall. I don't know if we could do it this fall, but I would like to kind of address those problems all in one shot after all the traffic is off of the yard. So.
Anything else for Dave? Thank you as always, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Equalization, we just had a brief meeting this morning. There will be hearings, individual hearings tomorrow in this room, probably in this room, if not here, another room in the building. Protests need to be filed by
Monday
the 30th. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge 2 Sheriff 2024 Durangos, $87,016. Applied Connective Technologies, Computers, Programming and Labor, $28,382.69. Axion Enterprises Incorporated, Body Cam Surveillance Cameras, $38,502. City Beatrice, Quarterly EMS Services, $45,000. City of Wyomore, Quarterly EMS Service, $10,000. Eeks Office Solutions, Office Supplies and Equipment, $15,503.35. NERMA, Property and Liability Work Compensation Insurance, $287,548. Pickerel Lumber and Hardware, Supervisor's Desk Facade, $17,550. U.S. Postal Service, postage for a meter, $25,000. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $13,950. Woods and Akins, LPP, LLP. Professor, Professional Legal Services, $14,109.40. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $46,355.66. Gene Steffi, Auto Group, $224,000. Ram, 2,500 pickups, $89,490. Goes to the Marks Department. Landmark Emblemment, Equipment Rental, $14,053.91. RLT Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $65,643.63. Last but not least, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Fuel, Grease, Oil, $24,069.02.
Thank you, Mr. Jurgens. Veteran Service. Mr. Bates, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, Scott.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
We had our Veteran Service Committee meeting on June 20th. Present was Jason Hardick, Scott Bates, Don Junker, Steve Norton, Robert Ty, and Dan Paul was gone on vacation. We had no NVAs to report. I thought we were going to get a couple and for funerals, and then the funeral directors never came in with anything. So we didn't do any of the NVAs this month or this quarter. We did have five county veteran aid claims from March to June. The first claim was for Nick Shell for gas for $40. The veteran had had surgery and wasn't able to take his daughter to school. He ran out of money before he went back to work, so we gave him $40 for gas. The second one was to Russ's Market for $100 for food and Nick Shell for $40. The veteran's home got condemned, and he was basically homeless, living out of his car. We tried all avenues here in town to get him something, and basically he was living in the park in his vehicle. So we give him $100 for food and $40 for gas for him. And the third claim was it was for rent to Los Sigvo, I can't even say it. The guy's name is Jimenez Bismar. He owns one of the businesses downtown, and he rents. The veteran moved here from Colorado, and he had closed his bank accounts, so everything he had was froze. He never got his Social Security put into his new bank account. He never got his VA compensation moved over. So we helped him with all that. But we did pay his rent for that month. And then we did another one for $385 for a hotel for a week because the veteran's apartment had bed bugs, and they needed to get him out of there for a week. So we did pay hotel for a week, $385 for him. And then the fifth claim was to Beatrice Iron and Metal. The veteran's window was stuck up. He couldn't roll it down. He didn't have AC in his vehicle. So we paid to repair his window motor. It was $89.96. And then we did get a refund back from Board of Public Works, one of the veterans that we had paid the utilities for a couple months ago, had moved to Lincoln, so they give us a $122 refund. So our county veteran aid balance is at $4,177.06. We had 23 deceased veterans from March 21st to June 20th, two World War II veterans, five Korean War veterans, six Vietnam War veterans, one Persian Gulf veteran, and nine peacetime veterans. I completed my continuing education in April, and I completed my trip training in May. Rhonda will attend her annual continuing education in September in Lincoln. I sent out letters to 9 World War II veterans to see if they wanted to accept the Nebraska 80 Years of Victory Medal. So far, 4 have accepted to receive the medals. 1 declined, said he's too old, didn't want it. And then 3 I can't get in contact with. And then 1 I'm working with the veteran's family member because he doesn't have a phone or any way to get a hold of him. But all 4 that accepted wanted to receive their medals in Beatrice. The mayor has agreed to help with the medals, give them the medals, and I was hoping that someone from the county board would also want to help give the medals to them. When we haven't set a date or a time yet. We're working on that. I'm thinking around May 8th of next year is what I'm looking at, which is, I know it's a long ways out. That's when the governor's going to give them out up at the state capitol. And, you know, some of these guys are 102 years old, so that want to get these medals. So well, hopefully they're still with us next year. We did recognize Steve Norton with a plaque for his 11 years of service with the Gage County Veterans Board. Steve did decline to be recognized by the board here, but he did want to thank the board members for the invitation and thinking of him, but he said he didn't want to be recognized here. So, but that's my report.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
On that award for these.
Good job. It
was getting funny.
Yeah. On this award for the World War II veterans, is there something that we could do now to give them a recognition and then give them the official on May 8th of next year?
I wish we could. We could probably do something where we could recognize them and then.
But it's just a thought, because just like you said, they're getting up there.
Yep.
It'd sure be a shame for them to. I don't want to say that it would happen, but somebody would pass. Yeah.
Yeah, I had one that won 97, and he said he goes, I don't want it. He goes, yeah, I'm not going to live long enough to. And he goes, my family don't want it, so he goes, why give it to me? So, but yeah.
It's just a thought. If there was some way we could recognize them,
we could. Yeah, it's something we could think about. But yeah, because. Yeah, the governor's going to give them out in September and May of next year, and I thought we could do it the same day that he does it, but we could do maybe recognize them earlier than that with something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Just a thought.
Yep. Something that we can try and think about and put together.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been getting some veteran honor requests in?
Yes. Actually, I'm working with Don on some of the logistics of it.
Fantastic. But
yep.
I wanted to give you a call. I had a person I'd like to submit also, so I'll be
okay.
Getting a hold of you.
Before. Awesome. Yep, very good.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Gus, you want to come talk about the 2 cars you bought?
Good morning. Two things we discussed was Monday. One was we had our first accreditation process for the Sheriff's Office and Jail. Auditor was down a couple weeks ago, and we passed that. We had everything we needed and more, she said, so I was happy to hear that. So we'll have 2 more of those, and then I have to redo for another 3 years and start that process again. Don informed me that I had somebody left over in the budget this time around, so we started calling around, or I did previously, for what vehicles I could find, which I knew would be very difficult. And we located 2 in Kansas through a contact I had in Omaha. What's happening now over the last few years is you used to get a vehicle, you go up to the dealer, and it's going to be there usually on the lot. They're not that way anymore. The only one I knew that was coming in was up in Fremont, and that was in the Durango, and that was going to be in August. All the rest were spoke for. No Chevys. There were some Chevys in Iowa. They were Silverados. We didn't need any pickups right now. So we were able to get to these about time. We started negotiating that. Don said that individual had been called down there, and they wanted all five of the Durangos they had. So luckily, I got in just ahead of that phone call, or been none there either. So we're going to get two of them here in another week or so, and then see how the next budget goes and move from there. So is that it?
But the sheriff kept the budget down. I have to thank all the elected officials for watching their budgets. As we get close to budget time again, we try to make sure that we don't take more than we need and keep our budget down. The way we do that is the elected officials all controlling their budgets. So thank you, Sheriff. And this hopefully will help next year's budget again.
And we hope it will, yes.
Hold it.
Sir.
First time in my memory that you've been under budget.
No. In the sheriff's defense, the last 3 years, he's come in at the end of the year under budget. And last
now,
3 years.
Now say you're sorry, Sheriff.
All right, I'm sorry.
You hurt my feelings, Jerry.
I'm sorry. I will say...
he doesn't remember that.
The sheriff... We talked a lot over the last few years, or the last half a dozen years, and no, the last few years the sheriff has come in under budget by watching expenditures. And
my only memory is he's always in here begging for money.
Oh, here we go again.
We work on that ahead of time so that we don't get to that point.
Wham,
wham. I was
going to
say, did he raise the budget? Did we give him a little extra?
No, he had money in the budget for the cars, but he doesn't have, you know, I don't know where he stands for the 30,000 plus what it's going to be to outfit him when the time comes. Okay,
that's a new budget.
That's a new budget. That's in there for that. Yeah.
That's how he made it work.
Yeah, you're right. On this budget, it was.
Mr. Shuler.
Are any cars going to be eliminated then or
no.
sold?
No. Well, you'll go ahead. We'll go through the fleet. Actually, I had the committee yesterday going through it, trying to see what we're going to do. If we have some we need to get rid of, we might move some around. But usually we'll try to take at least one out and try to surplus it. We try to do anyway.
Yeah. So like the one you've had problems with, will that be able to?
Well, problem with that one, it's a newer one, but.
Gus, our fleet's not in a position to take anything out at this point. We are still far enough behind that we're not able to rotate out as we buy. We would like to be in that position, but we're not there, Don.
Okay.
If anything, it'll be vehicles that we bought used that might get moved to other departments or cycled out.
Try to do it again. We've got one that the hybrid is not working out for us at all, so I'm going to have to see what we can do with that one. But anyway, remember that.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So 3 years in a row, we're expecting that next year again also.
Yeah. Hey, it could be.
It could be, you never know.
We have 1 minute before a timed
big
event.
Maybe.
Lisa, do you have an update for us for emergency management that'll take less than 1 minute? With that, we'll just pause committee reports then. There isn't anything for human resources at this time, so we skipped over that. When we go back into committee meetings, we will start again with emergency management. On these, if you'll read price and then the instruction dates.
This way, so.
This is for the
April. If there are any other bids for the Pickerel East Box Culvert Project C-34-1300, Pickerel East, please bring them up now.
Good.
There's not. I would ask for a motion to close bidding on C-34-1300 at 9:15 on the clock.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely to close bidding for this project at 9:15. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Mr. Juergens, take it away.
First off, we have an esteemed guest here today, Mr. Mark Minnelli. Mark, would you want to stand up? That is our engineer. Thank you.
Good morning, Mark. this project, we've gotten a lot of calls on this. Bridge replacements are not quick. This is fast-tracked against popular belief. This is moving it along about as quickly as possible. We've also put emphasis on time, so there's language in the bidding documents that we can forgo price for time, depending on, you know, if it's rational to do so or not. But this is a major arterial for us, so we are trying to move this ahead. As introduced, Mr. Minnelli, we encouraged him greatly to speed this along so that we can not only get plans, a design with rough estimates, what route we are going to go, which ended up being a box culvert for longevity, but then also get the designs and hydrologic studies, everything else done as quickly as possible so we could get this out to bid. I heard some talk that we are going to wait another month to review bids. We weren't waiting another month to review them. We have to wait a certain time period so that we can advertise for bids so that hopefully people have a chance to look at it and put numbers together for us. That's how we got to today's date. And it looks like we have quite a few bidders. So thank all of you bidders ahead of time from the county. We do appreciate you taking the time to put numbers in for us.
Since we've got a lot, I'm going to read the names. So if you guys want to write down names for before we go through. So we've got JJK Construction, Vogscapes, HCC Heartland Concrete and Construction, Bauer Infrastructure, Collins Contracting, GE General Excavating, HR Bookstrom, MTZ Construction, KZ Construction.
That's probably K2.
K2 Construction. And is it JUN?
JMN.
Yep. Construction.
This first bid is from JJK Construction LLC out of Ceresco. These are all the same, but it's for a triple 14 by 14 by 64 concrete box culvert on a 10 degree skew. Total for project $773,242.83.
Is there a start date?
Good question. See it, Emily.
Be on this next page. One more.
Oh. Start of construction date August 5th, 2024. 60 working days. Second one. From Vogscapes Incorporated out of Bennett, Nebraska. Total for project $782,018.30. Start of construction date March 2025 and May 2025.
There's a lot, so I'm trying to keep them organized here.
Yeah.
You know what? You get a better secretary.
Ms. Axby, we'll just assume there's a bond on all these unless
yes,
you say otherwise.
I'm not mentioning those, but there is.
We go through these like this to emphasize that these have not been opened and we have not seen them beforehand. You can't fake this disorganization.
This is from HCC Heartland Concrete Construction Incorporated. Total for project, $792,957.05. Start of construction 8/12/24. End of construction 10/26/24.
Yeah, but I gotta put it back in.
These guys want to get started on this project.
Digging through the papers here. Here you go.
All right. Bauer Infrastructure LLC out of Martell, Nebraska. Total for projects, $862,554.75. Start of construction, July of 2024. End of construction, September 15th of 2024.
I was making sure this one's got a bond. Hold on. Over here.
M.E. Collins Contracting, Incorporated. Out of Wahoo, Nebraska. Total for projects, $844,440.57. Start of construction, fall of 24. End of construction date, spring of 2025. Okay. GE General Excavation. Excavating. Total for project $3,586.12.
One more time, please, Terry.
Okay. $1,003,586.12. Start of construction, August 1st, 2024. End of construction, 75 calendar days. H.R. Bookstrom Construction Incorporated out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Total for project, $1,277,166.53. Start of construction, 8/1 of 24. End of construction, 10/29 of 24. MTZ Construction out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Total for project, $779,561.12. Start of construction, 7/15 of 24. End of construction, 9/28 of 24. Last one, Emily?
No.
KZ Construction out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
K2.
Total for project, $873,178. Start of construction, September 24. End of construction, December 2024. According to my secretary, this is the last bid.
Yeah. JMN.
JMN Construction out of Valley, Nebraska. Total for project, $835,570.40. Start of construction, 8/30 of 24 or sooner. End of construction, 75 working days. Mr. Chairman, as we have in the past, we have Becky, Mark, and Nellie here. This is a deep enough thing. I would like to have those reviewed by those, but I would like to take action yet at this meeting.
If you guys want to take some time in the office over here next door, we've got some pretty tight bids with similar time frames. When you come back, you could give us your recommendation both on price and time.
I mean, Mr. Timmy, is it imminent that these things are tight enough together. Mark, can you come up with a conclusion today?
He's got time.
I mean, do you have time to come up with?
We'll do it right now.
Just check. All right. All right. I didn't want to put any heat on
you. I'll read through the, make sure there's no.
Okay.
Notes. We'll get it.
If you could go over price and time both. Like I say, there's a couple of them very tight on price and time frames as well.
All very qualified contractors.
Everyone that did submit bids, thank you very much. Like I say, we are very happy to see this many bids on a tight time frame. This is an important piece of infrastructure for us, so we do appreciate the bids. We'll come back to this shortly after Mark, Becky, and Mark have time to review this. With that, we'll go back to committee reports. Mr. Lytle.
I think you'd already given Lisa the floor, hadn't you? I remember right.
Yes, perhaps. But he made her sit back because he wanted to get this other
thing. It was going to take longer than a minute, remember?
I figured it would be under a minute, but I wanted to check.
So we need to figure it out, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about emergency management. As most would know, we had those straight winds come through in the middle of the night. Doug, thank you very much for covering, too. We appreciate the work that you guys do. But fairly lucky, pivots were full of water and running. The drive that I took full south this morning didn't show any damage to pivots, but there's some leaning corn this morning. at the Gage Jefferson County line, we registered 78 mile an hour winds, and so with Jefferson County registered 80 mile an hour winds. So we're fortunate. Most of the rainfall reports that have come in so far is 10 hundredths to right in an inch. So if you fall within there, what did you have?
Inch and a half.
Right. So there was some water. I drove past Willow Road, and there was some water that it appeared ran over the road.
I think he pours water in.
No, I think there was actually puddles this morning, Emily. So
he told me he got an inch and a half, and then I got 900. So
yeah, so we were on that 10 hundredths.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, certainly we are lucky there. Our friends Auburn over there within our region got 5 inches, and so they're still dealing with the effects of the Missouri and the South Dakota rains and so forth. And so we have 7 counties within our region that are experiencing problems. So we're on daily calls with that. They've evacuated campgrounds in Cass County around Plattsmith, and so expecting more rain to come. So fortunately at Auburn, it's going to go further down, you know, and hopefully leave Gage, that county, fairly quickly. So we're fortunate with that, but we'll always welcome rain whenever it comes. Also did want to report with you with the recent farm accidents that we've had in our community. I put together some farm training, the Farmers Co-op coordination, facility in DeWitt has offered their facility. We're coordinating that with the fire departments in August, especially before we go into the harvest months here. So always good to look at inventory, what each department has, even within the 3 and 33 meeting areas. So that's pretty much it on emergency management side. On zoning side, just a recap from the committee meeting, but we did meet last week. We did have a special use hearing for Daryl Hurd, who operates Richmond Service, and that will move forward at your July meeting, July 10th. You will have that hearing. We sent the notifications out. That comes to you with a full recommendation. Also on that agenda was the wellhead protection for the city of Beatrice. The board had additional questions, or the commission did, and have proposed, put together that list of questions, the clarity for the city of Beatrice, so that was tabled. So we do hope that will be on the agenda then. Our next meeting has now moved to August 15th. August 15th actually is, we will have another hearing at that particular meeting. As I stated before, there is in Paddock Township the Pleasant Hill Cemetery that is under your management. It's an abandoned cemetery. There's a group of individuals down there that have created a board, gone through the process, as you recall, that is heard by Planning and Zoning first. Basically, they're reinstating that cemetery, which is previously a pioneer cemetery that you as a county maintain. And so that'll come forward for to PNZ. That's in Section 36 of Paddock. So that'd be, let's see, Willow and 26th, I believe. So road, so south of Big Indian. So, but that's about all I have. So,
any questions for Ms. Wiggum?
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Lytle?
Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah.
Nothing really to discuss. Just FOP negotiations are ongoing, and Gus is dragging his feet on getting the information for the jail so we can proceed with getting a group together to discuss it.
Thank you for those encouraging words. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens, Ms. Haxby.
Secretary, better watch it. Pickerel East box culvert bids, we just got those open and they're getting reviewed right now. The dirt crew's been working on using the reclaimer, and they're keeping ahead. There's another crew keeping ahead of them, working on shredding ditches and mowing, and the reclaimer is working well. There was nails popping out on a bridge, and Mark got those fixed. And then we are going to be having Rod start working 4 days a month minimum on tree letters to start working on getting our right-of-ways cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about grants while we're in Road and Bridge? So spoke with, well, prior to this, typically grant writing costs quite a bit. You know, usually around $80,000 a grant to get a grant written. Spoke with Seward County because she had been writing their grants as well, and it's very time-consuming.
Is Misty their chairman?
Misty's their chairman, yes. And spoke also with Jefferson County. We were looking at maybe, like, discuss the possibility. Eric was on that call of like, maybe getting a joint grant writer. Two reasons for that. One is split the cost for having somebody on full time to write those different grants. Not only write those grants, but also find the grants, because there's a lot of them, and so we have the opportunity to go after them. The other part of that is like for the bridge, for example, that BIP program, we could have possibly put that together with Seward. And when you have joining counties for grant applications, then there's a better chance too, because they want to see like coordination between counties and on different projects like that too. So there'd be kind of a twofold reason to try to possibly coordinate with maybe at least Seward County on something like that, because they're as active as we are in going after those. So. Thoughts? Do we want to try something like that? Yeah. Eddie needs a class on how to put it on vibrate.
As we talked about that, there were questions that came up. How do we fund it? Who do they work for? Seward was very realistic in how that process would work. Sometimes part of that is just finding the grants. And these folks, this company is located in Washington, correct?
We were going to look. We didn't know. It would be, you know, when you're getting a grant writer, you're going to, depending on how much you pay for them, is what how big of a game you play, right? So if we can split that with Misty or with Seward County, then we're not going to be paying as much for that. The RAISE grant, that was a lot. By the time I got that finished, it was like, it was 252 pages long and 3 Excel files. I don't have time to do that on every grant. That BIP was due, I think, 2 weeks after. And it's really hard to turn around on those projects. Like with the RAISE and the BIP, I can reuse that next, like, you know, but if there's any new ones that come out or if we want to change the project at all, and that doesn't say that we don't have anything to do. We still have, you know, we're still going to have road counts. We got to go get pictures. We got to do outreach, but the actually assembly of that information could be done by a grant writer specifically.
And a lot of that information we're already gathering from other people, such as Minnelli and Wagner, our highway department, people like that. They're gathering that info. They would just have that person to feed it to then, correct?
Yeah. It's like the collecting of it and then following or trying to get all the information. I mean, it was, at first I had scoffed at the whole, like, it cost how much to write a grant? And then I did the RAISE grant, and I can definitely see where that money goes. It does take a lot of time.
What was the conversation with Jefferson then? Because they seemed pretty excited about it as well.
I'm not sure. I just got the email yesterday that I know DOT is working on a program, but it's DOT covering everyone, not specific. And so I think that if we had one specific for, if we're going to work with, say, Seward County, then we can join in on those applications. There was a successful application on the RAISE grant, actually, that was 9 counties worked together on an application for bridges. So they do like to see counties working together on that stuff.
I'd like you to think about it at least. That's something, if we are going to go forward with that, we'll have to budget for it next year. There's some real potential there. I'm going to be talking with Toby at the city. They have a grant writer that they've hired on the outside. I want to see how things have gone with them. That was one of the items we were waiting on, just to see how's this working for them, what are their results. If we can invest a small amount of money and get larger returns on that, that doesn't mean you're going to get every grant. That's not realistic. But if we can make a small investment and get huge dividends back for the county, I think that's a good use of taxpayer money. So I think it's something we should really consider. And partnering with another county, it helps too.
I don't know that there's more grants out there, but it seems like right now there is a readily available amount of grants out there to apply for. As it doesn't take but one successful grant to pay for a grant writer, in a lot of instances. So I think this is, I haven't complained about Emily doing the grants and whatever else because she was willing to put all the time and energy into it, but this is something for a long time that I've thought that the county should have on staff, paying that person to find grants, write them, and not just roads and bridges. There's plenty of other grants that could be useful to this building and others in the county. There are plenty of grants. There are emergency management grants. There's plenty of grants that Gus has grants all the time. There's plenty of grants out there we could be writing for. We just don't have time or the personnel to write them.
We might miss them, too, if we don't have somebody actively looking for them.
Right, exactly. So this is something that I've thought for a long time. Now I think we should look at, Emily's talked about talking to Jefferson County and Seward. I think we need to look at going it alone. I think we need to look at, joining up with others. I don't like the idea of joining up with others because you're always going to get into that argument of, well, who's getting the benefit out of this?
That was in the conversation on our group call. I thought Jefferson was one of the pushers on this even, and they've spent some money on this. We also discussed not hiring a writer. I'll use Applied Connective as an example. We have a company, but if we need door controllers, they have their hardware guy do it. If we need some different type of audiovisual or memory, they've got different people that specialize in different things. Grant writing is the same type of thing.
And the main contractor, subcontractors underneath it, right, doing that stuff, basically.
Yeah, there's several different ways to go about it. I think we need to look at everything before we just jump in and make a decision.
If we want to move forward with something like this, though, the main thing is we need to plan ahead for it so we can budget for that. There's a lot of potential, and just like the fiber build-out where we leveraged that $4 million into $13 million for the county, we were on the cusp of that. We were one of the first ones that jumped in on that, and we were really lucky to have groups like SEND who had, specialists in that field to help us with that. Other people are going to jump on the bandwagon as time goes along, but those initial dollars are already gone. Like you said, right now there's a lot of money out there for infrastructure, things like that. It's always better to get in there when the goodie's good yet, and after everybody else jumps on, sometimes it gets a little tougher. So being at the forefront, you're either going to win big or lose big. I think this is one of those situations where there's more opportunity than risk. Think about it. We can talk about it at committee meetings.
I can keep putting together information and keep, working on that, but I can't keep up doing it by myself and then keeping a job that pays my bills. So.
Well, the good thing is there's budgets out there that we can pull some funding from, such as the sheriff. I think we can find the funds and still keep our budget down to a minimum. Because, every time we spend money, we're going to be looking for more money to take in. You can just add it right to your budget, or you can find other places to cut, and you know that we're going to find other places to pinch to pay for things. Unfortunately, costs go up, but as costs go up, we can also counteract that some with outside funds coming in. Anything else for Odin Bridge? Think about that. We'll talk about it at committee meetings in the future. All right. With that, we'll move on to our next agenda item. Discuss and approve or disapprove agreement between the City of Beatrice and Gage County for lease of the space for the probation office. This is an office we share, probation shares. Our probation is it 12 counties wide, Roger?
It's District 1. I'm not sure exactly how many counties.
District 1 probation, though, we don't pay for all of it. We pay for the majority because we use the majority of it. But other counties help us amortize those costs. Those jobs just happen to be located in Beatrice. It's currently located above the police department in Beatrice, if you're not familiar with it. We've had a good long-term relationship with them in committee reports. Dave said that's been working well. They've upgraded things to the space. The current proposal from the city is 3 years, a 3% increase per year. We can agree to that. We can counter offer something else. I guess I wanted to get it on the agenda so that we could discuss this and make an offer, approve, disapprove, whatever we're looking at. Our lease currently goes to the end of September.
Did we want to look at changing that time frame to go to our fiscal year?
We can definitely ask that. This lease,
I think that would help.
Because there's confusion of what payment we're making, because we look at it one way, they're marking it down a different way because...
And the reason it would go, this starts October 1st and ends September 30th. That just happens to be on the city's fiscal year. Our fiscal year is June 1st to July 30th.
June 30th,
I'm sorry.
I know we had that discussion the other day. I mean, if that was something that we'd want to add in to the motion when we make it, I guess that's...
And with income sources to the city, I think that'd be less detrimental for them because they're taking money in where we're expending it. I think it's a good argument to put it on our fiscal year. Other interlocals we have with them, Engage, for example, that's on our fiscal year instead of their fiscal year. Oh. I think that's a really easy one to ask for.
Well, and again, you're talking about a state agency here, the probation office, so it makes sense to utilize two of the calendar years at MESH. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, if you want to be the oddball out, fine. I understand that they don't control that either. But the other thing I would suggest is just, I know the last time we took a look at the square footage and that stuff, I think due diligence says you should do that. I have no idea what the rentals are down there. It's a good relationship we have to utilize that. I know probation appreciates the security that's obviously provided because the space. They've got everything set up now with the classes and stuff down there, so it is a good relationship with everybody.
I appreciate what Roger says there, and I have no problem if we want to do that. But on the other hand, too, I think, historically, it has been a good, price as far as the square footage. But what Roger also added, you can't put a monetary amount on the fact of location and the benefits of being right on top of the police station with the probation. It's a great location, and it's been working out.
We did price the square footage out the last contract in 21.
And it was reasonable.
And we've also grown since then. So that floor, we were allowed this much, X number of space. But as we needed more, we basically took over the entire floor as needed. If we want to stay in this, which I would recommend, rates have come down as far as increases on things. Do we want to offer a 3-year at 2% again and see if the city's agreeable with that? These are just arbitrary numbers that have been thrown out. I would almost think there's always the 0%, don't increase anything. City is paying maintenance on that building still. They will be whether we're there or not, but it's mutually beneficial to them to have something to amortize that cost out with us. We pay only the first $500 of repairs on items. So
what did we do the last time? Was it was there a 2% increase, or was it has it been 3% on the last contract?
Had an increase of, I'm going to say it's about 3% last time. That ends up being about a $500 increase per year. So I'm going to do really rough math in my head here, looking at the 3 years rent prices, and guess that we were approximately 3% last time.
The 5 to 6 or 6.5 a year to have that building is nothing, okay, for what it does and what we need, okay? So if you go on a 3%.
And we can also just try to stay at where we're at. It's 3%. It is 3%. It was 3% last time. I was taking a real rough stab at that. It's really up to the board what we offer back. We're going to be discussing, we'll be talking on some other stuff anyway. I thought this is a great one to get in there, though, and say, hey, we're working back and forth. There is a good relationship back and forth with the city on different items. Each of these should be mutually beneficial to the county and the city.
Unless the left side has something more they want to say, I'll make a motion.
You guys got this down.
Second.
I'll make the motion that we proceed with the 3% and the 3-year contract with the change to put it on our fiscal year for the contract.
Have a motion
if
by
that makes sense.
Have a motion by Mr. Lytle to change the current agreement to our fiscal year, July 1st through June 30th, with an increase from last year's price, or start at last year's price again, and then a 3% increase from there.
3% year on. Just, we're not going to zero them on the first one.
Increase the first year. So that'd be last year, this fiscal year was 18,627.
So that gets paid.
This would be paid this rate right now through October 31st.
3% after that, then, right?
After the current contract, going up 3%, and then it'll switch to the new fiscal year.
So we have to pay them through.
This contract technically runs through the end of September.
Right. Well, why don't?
And then we increase it.
We could modify it.
We've had some.
I'm sure they'd be okay with closing this contract down and starting a new one.
So motion 3-year, 3% increase. The increase, if approved by the city, would begin July 1st, 2024.
June isn't September.
Yeah. We start with that amount, Gary?
No, he's saying increase that by 3%, correct?
But we haven't paid that yet. I think that's still worse.
We would be on that one until they ratify it, or till July 1st.
I don't think we paid the final one. I don't know where we're at on the payment schedule.
The first one just run 9 months instead of, then it'd start.
Just start the new one.
Yeah, we can do that.
October 1st. Okay. So 3 years, 3% increase on our current. The new one would start 10-1 of 24, would be a 9-month contract, and then the contract term would switch to another 2 years, but at our fiscal year, so it would expire June 30th, 2027. 27.
Has there been a lot of repairs?
You know, they did roof work there. They replaced the heat and air conditioning a couple of years ago. That was a pretty significant expense. When I say the heat and air conditioning, it was the air conditioning, and then I believe that's a boiler system there, so they actually had to replace the boiler as well. I think that was maybe 5 years ago, if I remember.
It's been a few years, yeah.
But, I mean, those are fairly significant.
That's their building, so it's not... It's not on us.
And they would do that anyway because they have their police department there. So this is just to help.
They're still using a little corner in the stairs some that they have blocked off yet. So.
Yeah, they had a weight room up there for a while. I don't know if still.
Anything else from the board? Mr. Swavely.
Second it.
Motion by Lytle, second by Swavely. Do you have all that down, Don? 10-1-24, this new agreement would begin at a 3% increase to the existing rate. First year would be 9 months. Then it would continue on for a three-year term, two-year, nine-month term. 3% increases on July 1st and expire June 30th, 27.
So I guess my concern, though, is
this would be paid
this one yet. So that
this
one,
would be paid through October, through September 30th.
You're saying to increase?
Nothing would change on this until after this current term.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure. So pay this one, and then the increase starts after that.
The increase after it, too, we'd have to prorate that back to 9 months.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. But as long as we have the intent down, we'll figure the rest out.
Okay.
All right. Any questions on the motion? Comments on the lease? If not, motion by Lytle, second by Swavely. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove adding a township layer to the G-Works system. The cost on this would be $1,120 for initial setup, with an annual maintenance cost of $100 per year. This township layer would be the layer of township roads versus county roads. So you could look on G-Works, the public could, and say, this is a county road, this is a township road. It would also, I assume, specify which township you're in. So you'll know which township you're in, if it's a township road, and if it's a county road.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Haxby. Any discussion on this?
This is just something that was brought to, I've been asked multiple times about roads. I get a lot of calls, like, you know, who takes care of this? And even I don't have all the county roads memorized, which ones counties, which ones townships. And so this is a good resource, too. It's online GIS. Don did ask them if it was something we could do, and it is. So I think it'll be really helpful for people to look up. One thing I'd like to also include in that is, like, the electeds that are part of that. And we discussed that at least once a year we could have that, right, because we're going to have their township meeting.
The what?
the electeds for the townships, like who to contact.
Oh.
Because that's then usually the next follow-up question is then who do they call?
I don't know if we want that on that GIS. I'm not.
It wouldn't be on GIS, but it's like somewhere within our, maybe on our, because the contact is usually the next question following, is this township or is this county? So that would be good. I'm glad there was a place we could put that.
This is something that's been discussed one way or another, maybe not doing this specific way several times over the years, and this cost is pretty, a lot cheaper than I thought it would be.
Minimal.
Yeah, pretty minimal. I echo everything Emily just said.
Whatever happened to the color-coded map that Galen gave me?
I've got a big one hanging on my wall that I walk back to on a regular basis. We could get those again. Do you want a map like that?
I got one.
Oh.
It's just that there is.
It'd be nice to have an updated version for...
Mark,
yeah.
Would you be would you be able to do that? Would you be able to get a color-coded map for the board, maybe laminate them or have the clerk's office laminate those just on like a piece? You're talking just on a piece of legal paper?
Yeah.
That shows county roads, townships, probably minimum maintenance roads, township roads. I mean, you've got it already in your 1 and 6 year plan. I mean, it's basically just taking that and converting it over to where we have something that doesn't necessarily have all the structures or project numbers.
I think we can get something.
I mean, if you can't, I'm sure Becky can. But will you have someone work on that for us? And it would be handy to have again just something newer. I've got my old one. I don't think it's changed much, but
just what we've added and what we
just
changed.
Recently.
Yeah.
I think we've had two changes in the last
3 years.
Yeah.
That'd be good if people on the outside could look into
the one by Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Virginia, yeah. Lilac. There's going to be some changes over by Hickory.
Lilac?
We changed a half mile.
That's been a while.
Yeah, there's three.
There actually have been a few changes. Any other discussion on this item? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the contract with First Wireless, Inc. for radio maintenance. Cost on this would be $704.17 per year. Term would be 7/1/24 through 6/30.
25.
6/30/2025.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Moved by Dorn.
Sorry.
Second by Swavely. We were briefed on this Monday. Any discussion on this at all? Roger, do you need the...
I looked at it. The $20 increase. That's it.
How are they just put up there?
We got everything to you ahead of time this time, instead of handing it to you while we're sitting here.
And I didn't lose it on my desk.
We have a motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Mr. Lytle.
Fill me in. I missed it on Monday.
$20 increase to the contract. Lisa went over this. This is the maintenance agreement on the towers, repeaters, radio system.
Okay.
Yep. On real time, that was the biggest benefit because they'll actually diagnose an even antenna or any problems, potential problems, before we know it many times. So
they actually monitor temperatures in the control rooms and everything too, I think.
Through the last year, I've gotten two calls on temps that I had to double check out, and then antenna unevenness from wind, and we certainly have had that. So they've called their service reps down here. So it's an invaluable resource for us.
Does this include the repairs then also?
Oh, you wish.
Those covered by warranty.
Solder equipment.
It never hurts to ask. The answer is no until you ask. It's still no this time. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. This brings us to the end of our agenda. With that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Juergens.
Well, being we're paying the big bucks to have Mr. Minnelli down here today, let's have him come up and give us our recommendation.
I thought you said he was our guest.
Just degrading his world. So we went through the numbers. We looked at the time frames, the contractors, good contractors. Actually, all of them are very qualified. We'd like to recommend JJK. They did have one math error on their bid, Deb, but they're still low, and that was for some silt fence that they had. 2 and 2 got to be 3. So. Time frame, we've got JJK here today. He's still here. If you guys have any questions for him as far as any time frames or if you want to put the squeeze
What was the time frame?
60 days.
Yeah, 60 start date days. Was...
Working days. August, which I would suspect it's because that's when his materials would become available. Yeah. But he's.
I think it said August 5th, so that would put the completion date around
mid to early October.
October 5th?
Yeah.
Mid-October.
These are working days or calendar days? 60
they're,
days.
Oh, they're working days.
Working days, so then it'd be mid-October.
At the earliest.
So what's the actual price then, Mark, just so that we have a corrected number for the
$774,268.83.
$774,268.83, just for the record.
Correct.
So, Mark.
Yeah, he said there was a map here.
Oh, that's where it caught it.
Yeah, Mark and Mark, in the morning.
74.
Are we ready for questions? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just with a couple of them that had their earlier completion dates, is this totally on bid values?
No, I think so. The way, and you can ask your contractor and ask him what his thought is, but normally what they do is we'll tell them we want it done by this period of time, and we'll give you 75 calendar days is what we did on this one. He turned it into working days, so if it gets a rain day, he doesn't have to argue on whether or not he should have been charged that day or not. Calendar day, you get charged whether it's snowing, raining, or whatever. If you compared the end dates for, if you looked at it either way, it'd be the same period of time.
Okay.
So on a structure of this size, this is not a minor box culvert. You know, we usually stop at a 12 by 12. We've built some 14s and 14 by 14s, two triples, and up to 16 by 2 weeks, which they've done for us in the past. You got to order all the rebar and the steel. You don't want to open the hole too early.
Sorry?
So by the time we deal with the utilities, which Mark has already met with, we've got right away, we've got permitting.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Mobilization, you know, whether or not he's going to start early or not, you can ask him. He's right there. Ask him. This job, what can you do for us?
What's this?
So, but when we're looking at the other start dates, we're talking
to
about
open it 2 weeks quicker.
So the one that had the 7/15 start date and the completion by 9/28, not a lot of days, but you are talking about harvest time frame.
Right, except for their dates. If they're calendar days, then they're going to, if they get weather, they're going to want weather days.
Okay. So you're telling me it's
over. It's a push.
It was, I listed them based on finish date and then price just to compare. And it was, your finish date on the top four finish times, I mean, they're within a couple weeks to a month.
Right.
And then the price, JJK was the lowest, too, and they were within that month of being done, too. So
from
the chart,
that's pretty much how we looked at
it.
And then I stepped out with him and said, is there any way you're going to be able to put the squeeze to your time frame? And he said, absolutely. So he's sitting right there.
Yeah, I say that right up.
Make him sign on the dotted line.
I want one of you guys to ask him that.
He needs to sign the dotted line. It's going to be.
Chairman? I'd like to make a recommendation through their recommendation that we approve JJK for the triple 14 by 14 by 64 concrete box culvert number C341300 Pickerel East in the amount of $774,268.83.
Second. Motion by Juergens, second by Haxby to approve JJK from Suresco for $774,268.83. I guess I would like to ask JJK's rep to come up. I guess then it'll get down to, I guess in my opinion, I think this is the appropriate recommendation with prices being so close and times being so close. 60 working days, I guess that's the only part that scares me is,
I guess Mark said it's more of so we don't have to fight with weather days. We do a lot of box culverts with them and other firms. We just got done doing one with Lancaster County. It was 115 working days, and we got it done in 30 days, our part. Now, with the weather and stuff, you got the grading and stuff like that. That's always going to be a bigger hassle when it rains, but we're still pushing to get it done ahead of time. Like any other job, we want to move on to the next one. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to just push it out that 60 working days just because that's what we put. We kind of just put it in there to...
You consider a working day Monday through Friday, or you consider a working day a day that you're there?
Working day is Monday through Friday. We have worked Saturdays before just to stay on schedule. But
it's the state definition. There's the...
And you're thinking that we can...
Any day they should be working or they are working.
Okay.
That's sunshiny and they're not there, they're going to get dinged today.
I just didn't know if it's working days and it's something that we put in because we didn't specify it.
Yeah,
state spec.
That answers my question, I guess.
And this was something you said, that the 60 working days, more likely you can push that shorter like your other projects if possible.
Okay. Yeah, if we can get started on it earlier too, we will. Like he said, it's the materials. If we can get the materials quicker, we'll obviously start sooner than that. Start day down.
Looks like you're in a good time to be ordering steel, I think.
Right.
Does anyone have a problem with them starting before, if this passes, any problem with starting before August 5th if they have that ability?
You can start sooner, that's fine.
Start yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, just so that's, tomorrow, that's as far spelled as I'm out concerned. As well, too.
Yeah, as soon as I know the availability of the materials, I'll obviously get with Manelli Wagner for an early start request. We still always put that in if we can get started sooner.
Any additional questions? I'm sorry, will you give your name and address for the record?
Jeremy Kinsel, KYNCL, 6700 Little Salt Road, Taresco, Nebraska.
I'm representing JJK, just so that we have it on
on
recording. Any additional questions or comments before we vote? We have a motion by Juergen, second by Haxby. We appreciate you putting a bid in. We appreciate all the bidders. This was great to see that kind of turnout in a fairly short time frame.
10 bids.
Pretty good.
This late in the year, I'm surprised we had that many bidders.
I am too. With that, I'll ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you too, Mark. Appreciate your time on this, getting this put together for us. And Mr. Conkey as well, thank you for your work on this to get it pushed out. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn at 10:14 on the clock.